The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, episode 128. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, psychologist and adaptability coach to entrepreneurs and business leaders. I believe that working on your business is more important than working in your business. If you want to achieve your business goals and dreams without the cost and pain of having to make every mistake yourself, then the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai is the podcast for you. I'm here to help you learn from the lessons of entrepreneurs and business leaders to help you work on yourself and your business so that you can save time, energy, and grow faster. For those of you new to the show, the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai presents 3 new episodes each week. On Insight Sunday, we dive into the minds of business leaders through insightful guest interviews. On Story Tuesday, we dig deeper with them and learn firsthand from their stories, hard-earned lessons, and experience. On Thrive Thursday, it's just you and me on the couch, where you'll hear scientific research, my thoughts, and tangible tactics to adapt and grow yourself and your business. Grab a proverbial seat and listen up so you can learn from the minds and mistakes business leaders and apply their wisdom to your life and business. Insight Sunday's conversation was so jam-packed that I just had to share it all with you in 2 parts. In the previous episode, episode 127, Jessie shared her story of excelling at sales in Google, getting promoted 7 times, and the moment that changed everything and led her to leaving Google to create her own company centered around storytelling and sales. In part 2, today, Jessie continues sharing her own fertility struggles and how they became a core part of her passion to create her podcast and community. She also talks about how stories create connection, how connection is at the core of sales, and how her own process as a recovering perfectionist has helped her see and create incremental growth for herself, her business, and her clients. Before we dive in, I wanted to share that the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai is brought to you by Adaptability Coaching and Consulting. If you lead a 7-plus-figure business and want to reach the next level for yourself and your business, if you have passions, goals, and dreams and want to continue to strive as a team, a leader, and a visionary without risking burnout, if you have overcome challenges, developed wisdom, and know that adapting is not just for surviving, but a core part of thriving, then adaptability coaching is for you. With psychology and neuroscience-backed tools, the 3D adaptation framework can show you how to tap into and harness the way our brains are uniquely designed for adaptation. You can learn to harness and leverage adaptability tools and frameworks to grow yourself and your company. You can learn to become fast, flexible, and formidable. You can learn to hone yourself further, to proactively adapt, to thrive, instead of reactively adapting, just to survive. To learn more, go to dryishai.com/coaching.
2021 is my gap year, but really it's my year of me and figuring out who I am and what I want to be and how I can best serve the world. And in doing so, breaking some of those patterns for my kids to show them that you can be successful by just owning who you are, owning your voice. You know, I often say it's like getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, which is a skill set in and of itself.
Yeah. And so many of us, we learn that when we're uncomfortable, our first priority is to stop being uncomfortable. And that becomes such a big focus that we can miss what's underlying that, which is there's a reason we're uncomfortable. The discomfort is trying to draw our attention to something and even motivate us, push or pull us in some direction. And that is a really challenging skill set.
It is. And when I think about like the lessons I've learned on that skill set, you know, over my life. So I do have two children. It was a journey to becoming a mom for me. We went through struggles to get pregnant, a whole journey with infertility. And, both my children are IVF babies. And for me, that was one of those things that I shoved down and didn't deal with. And I had to deal with it, right? And my oldest daughter, we actually were having a multiple pregnancy. And early in my second trimester, we found out that our son was very, very sick. And we had to make a medical decision. And ultimately, we made a decision to save my daughter's life and my life, but we lost our son. And again, in that moment, I didn't deal with it. Like, I did not deal with that situation. And that was one of those big things that I had to unpack and learn to deal with. And, when I started to share my story, first with myself, right? Like, it started with like me actually admitting what that whole situation, what that whole journey actually meant to me. And, writing was really helpful for me. Journaling was really helpful for me in learning to unpack all of that. But then I started to share my story first with like close friends and confidants, right? And then it got a little bit bigger, a little bigger. And eventually, almost a year ago in March of 2020, like before the world crumbled, I was on stage in Detroit sharing my story with a group of 60 plus women. And that was my moment around like, so many people came up to me and said, me too, after. And it wasn't that they had also struggled with infertility, but there were parts of my story that they could relate to because we all wear masks. And like those masks are important, like, right? They help us get through hard situations. But what I have learned is that when you are willing and able to take off your mask, even for a second, it's such a gift to yourself, but also to the person you're having a conversation with, because it allows them the opportunity to also take off their mask for a second. And to me, that is where true connection occurs. And I believe our superpowers as humans is our ability to connect and have empathy. And how do you connect? You ask questions, you're curious, and you use stories to connect people. And so that was the springboard of, that moment in Detroit was the moment I actually decided I was going to launch a podcast. And I did a few weeks later, also in the beginning of a pandemic. And I was like, who's going to want to talk to me? What am I really doing? And a year later, I just hit my 100th episode, right? And, I think to bring it back to like how we started, right? Like there are so many people out there in the world that want to share their story and they don't know how to do it in a way that feels safe to them. And so I believe creating that safe space for people is so important.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I wanted to just come back and start by saying thank you so much for sharing your story. And the way I understand grief, I actually separate grief into two pieces. There's mourning and there's grief. Mourning is all about what's missing, what's gone. And grief is, well, what do I do with the pain? How do I move forward? I think about them as slightly different, obviously really closely connected and deeply important. And they both show up around loss when there's something that is so important to us. And it's such a profound, I'm sure I know so much less. I think in the conversation before we were talking about the tip of the iceberg, how little we get to see. And one, I wanted to acknowledge and express gratitude for you sharing. And I wanted to also acknowledge that I can only attempt to fathom the depth of what your experience has meant for you and how hard it is and what that process looks like. And it is, there's so much loss that comes with that in so many different ways, in so many ways that for many of us, we don't even recognize until we stop and look, until we slow down and pay attention, which comes back to what you're talking about with connecting. It's connecting to our own stories, sharing them with others, that empathy piece.
Yeah. And I think that's it, right? Like, I think that the world could use a little bit more empathy right now. And that to me, all of our stories are uniquely our own, right? Like, even though my husband went through the same journey, his experience is uniquely his own experience. My experience is uniquely my own experience. But like, to me, the ability to share this story and hear different perspectives, like, that is where I feel like empathy can be born, because if you're open and willing to hear somebody else's perspective or story or experience, even if it's vastly different from your own, it allows you to be able to imagine walking in those shoes are like, versus just, you know, basing it off of what you believe. And so to me, that's really where empathy comes from, is that ability to truly connect without judgment, which is hard. Like, I'm not sitting here saying it's easy, because often when we're hearing, you know, others' vulnerable moments, it's triggering to us. And so our reaction is to react, right? Is to pass judgment. And that, again, is another skill that I think has been something that I've learned. It started with infertility. It was crazy to me. My husband's older than I am. A lot of his friends had already had kids. None of my friends were married, you know, or were just getting married when we were trying. And people don't mean to be insensitive, but like the questions that people would ask, the intrusiveness of it, even the people that knew what we were going through, and it wasn't a lot of people that we really allowed like into our journey, but they would just say things, again, not meaning to be insensitive, but like, it'll happen for you, or just have fun and try. And it's like, it's not fun when you're stabbing yourself with like needles every day. Like, let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. And so I think that when you're able to share your story in a way that feels authentically for to you, right? Like, and I also want to acknowledge that there are people probably listening that like have things that maybe they're just never ready to share. And that's okay too. Like, wherever you are on this journey is where you're meant to be. It took me years, right? Like that 6 to 3 moment, I already had had a 2-year-old and an almost 1-year-old. So obviously my grief of losing my son had happened like almost 3 years prior. And so it took me 3 years to get to a point where I was ready to deal with it. Mm. And I'm still unpacking it. And so I share all of that because I think we compare ourselves. Like, we live in a society of comparison. We live in a society of judgment, intentionally or not. And so being able to really create space to hear other people's stories without judgment, without comparison, is hard. But when you're able to do it, that's to me where the magic happens.
Yeah. It reminds me of, I was listening to one of your more recent episodes. You were talking about a story with your daughter and an interaction she was having with some 7-year-old boys. I think it was like a snowball fight or something.
Yes.
And how her curiosity and interest, her desire to listen and understand, to learn, really led to building connection out of a situation where many of us, especially parents, would interpret it as a very threatening time to defend, to jump in. And listening is not, again, I think it's a skill that we don't often get taught how to do. And curiosity is an emotion that for many of us, we push down in favor of, or we pit it against something like trying to defend ourselves or protect ourselves, or as you were saying, having reactions and struggling or grappling with them, or not knowing how to struggle or grapple with them. It's very challenging. And I think what you're highlighting is how meaningful and important it is if we can take that step back, when we can engage in the listening, when our curiosity can drive us, we can then connect. And as you talk about stories, it reminds me of Yuval Noah Harari, who talks about in his book Sapiens, he talks about how one of the unique abilities of humans, which allows us to work together in groups that are far larger than almost every other organism, is that we can share and connect by way of stories. We don't need to know someone's entire life history in order to develop connection with them. That's how we can make friendships with people we didn't grow up around. And it's also how we can go to a grocery store and hand the grocer something that intrinsically has no worth, but receive something that intrinsically allows us to stay alive.
Yeah. It's so true. And as you were talking, what was coming up for me is these are skills that when I think back on it, because often people ask me, they're like, how did you learn this? And like, I don't really know how to answer that question. I do think, you know, at Google, I spent the last 13 and a half years in sales and marketing. And I think for me, sales is about creating that connection, like building that relationship. I was never the type of salesperson that was like, buy this product because you have to. It was like, listen, if this isn't the right fit for you right now, like, awesome. Like, you know, and there's a way that you can do it that feels authentic and aligned, and that you're asking questions to challenge the way that they're thinking. To me, sales is about being in service to people. To me, marketing is about creating content that gets into the hearts and minds of who your target audience is. Because at the end of the day, we all want to be seen and heard and understood. And so when you're able to approach anybody, whether it's like in a business relationship, in a personal relationship, whether, you know, you're leading a team, and I believe we're all leaders as humans. I believe we are leaders, whether you're managing a team of 502 or you're not leading any, like you're not managing anybody, like that is where you are able to actually understand and support one another. You know, I don't truly know if this is like human basic needs, but like, I know for me, when I think about like where friction comes in my relationships, it's when I'm not feeling heard or I'm not feeling seen or I'm not feeling understood. And that's true in all aspects of my life. And so I think that as I think about the skills that I've gained, part of it came from my background at Google. Part of it came from the fact that everything I do is about building, maintaining, and creating strong relationships. I'm still friends with the friends that I had in elementary school. And so like someone recently asked her, they're like, do you think this can be learned? And I do. I really do think it can be learned. I think it's just, you have to be able to put your ego aside for a little bit, which is also not easy to do, and really just lean into being curious.
Thank you. As you're talking about it and the pieces of connection and how important it is to show and be authentic and how we connect by sharing stories and sharing experiences, reminds me, as you were talking about the mask and taking off the mask, and the idea that came to mind for me is when we have the mask, we're holding in. We're often doing that just so that we can hold on. Mm-hmm. And when we share our story, we are holding with, and connection is all about holding with. So there's holding in, holding on, and holding with. And it's about moving towards that holding with.
That's beautiful. That's exactly it. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure. I wish we had more time. Time is starting to make fools of us. So I wanted to, if it's okay with you, jump into a couch round.
Yeah.
Awesome. So to kick off our couch round, the first question is, in your experience, does growth happen in quantum leaps or small increments?
I thought a lot about this question. So I'm a recovering perfectionist. I'll own that. And so I'm going to answer this question in that I believe it's progress, not perfection. So in small increments is how I'm going to answer, because I think that I've often lived my life in an all or nothing mentality, and that's where I get stuck. Hmm. And so when I'm able to, you know, remove that, like it doesn't need to be, the end goal doesn't need to be this grandiose thing. The end goal is just moving the ball forward slightly, and it doesn't need to be perfect. Then that's where I have found the biggest growth comes from for me, for my business, and for my family.
Thank you. I'm going to jump right into our next question. Is innate talent or is skill development more important in business?
Skill development.
It was like a snap answer right there.
I've hired, I don't know, hundreds of people in my time. And this is just me, maybe as a hiring manager, I would much prefer to hire somebody who is coachable, who does not come with necessarily the quote unquote skills that they need, than somebody who has everything on paper, but is not willing to learn and grow. So for me, it's definitely being able to build the skill.
Thank you for sharing. Next question. What type of content have you been consuming lately? And as a follow-up, how do you like to consume content?
That's a good question. I'm a big reader, so I read a lot. And so it's funny, I read a lot on my Kindle, but that's like typically like beach reads, like don't have to think about it. When I'm reading like a good book, I need to be able to highlight and underscore and flag pages. So I'm not a huge like online reader of articles. I typically consume a lot of content on podcasts and then also like actual books. I'm old school that way, I guess.
Thank you. I think we all have our own ways in which we take in information, in which we like to hold on to that information, and ways in which we integrate that information.
100%.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Next question. How and where can people find and connect with you, and would potentially work with you? And what does that work look like?
Thank you for asking the question. So you can find me at my website, which is www.jessie, that's Jessie with an I, J-E-S-S-I, and then Shurleff, S-H-U-R-A-L-E-F-F. doozy.com, or on my podcast, This Is My Truth, which is available on all major podcast platforms. I really work with female business owners and leaders who want to learn how to amplify their voice in a way that feels authentic. And, you know, this can be from a professional standpoint, right? They're looking to be able to increase profit of their business or drive greater impact within their business. It could be from a leadership perspective. They want to really lean into, you know, learning how to be a more authentic leader, and also just personally, people who really are looking to understand where they're going and reclaim their voice in a way that feels authentic to them. And so you can do that through one-on-one coaching with me, or I have what I'm currently calling, this is like a work in progress name, but the Storytellers Collective, which is really creating the community around female business owners and leaders to drive greater impact to their business.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for joining and sharing your thoughts and wisdoms when it comes to connection and story and sales and being human, connecting with other humans, how important that is in business. And thank you so much for really sharing your own story as well, which is so full of so many important pieces that I think most of us can connect with. As you were saying, I think before, if it's not all of it, it's a piece of it. It's a glimmer here, a piece of it there. And so thank you so much for sharing that. I hope you today listening have really gained a lot out of my conversation with Jessie, where Jessie, you shared and talked about your own journey, your own experience when it came to being in the corporate world and doing things for everyone else at one moment in the morning at 6:03, being asked, are you happy? Having that moment of that box of emotions that you had been closing and locking everything in had kind of opened up, and that being a challenging and deeply important process of unfolding to find what you are excited and passionate about and what really lights you up. Thank you so much also for sharing some of your own thoughts and experiences, the way in which you may have learned all about serving others, both from your family and then also as you went into career and about stability. The words that stick out to me are you thought that it was what you were supposed to do, and how there's been a shifting process that's been happening since then. Thank you also for sharing your own infertility journey and what that has been like in part as it's kind of unfolded and as you've been, I think the words you used were unpacking.
Yes.
And working through that. And thank you for talking about the way in which we all learn to have masks. And the language that comes to mind for me is the way we hold in by having that mask. And we do that just to hold on, and how important and meaningful it is, how much healing and how much connection, both personally, but also when it comes to business and creating and building our teams, comes from being able to hold with. Thank you again for sharing that. And also how important stories are in connection. So I really cannot wait to dive deeper into some of your own experiences, more stories, and learn more on Story Tuesday.
Can't wait.
Thanks for joining us today on The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai. If you enjoyed today's episode, take a moment to rate and review the podcast. It helps grow the show and gives more people like you the ability to learn and grow. You can also click the share button to share today's episode directly with someone you know who would enjoy it. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast artwork is made by Sam Barkadari, show notes by Yishai Barkadari, and music by www.purple-planet.com. The advice and opinions of the host and guests are our own. I'm a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with either the guest or the listener. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember, our thoughts and reactions affect our actions. By listening, we can learn from the challenges others face and the choices they make, so that we can make better decisions and get better results.